The State Department of Health is investigating an outbreak of a foodborne illness linked to raw milk. Officials have confirmed 4 cases of Campylobacter infection in people who drank raw milk on the Kenai Peninsula. The illness causes diarrhea, vomiting, and fever. Dr. Brian Yablon is a medical epidemiologist with the state. He says the cases have all been identified by a state lab in the last 3 weeks.
When they looked at these strains, they found that the 4 specimens all were exactly the same type. And so that is consistent with a cluster of illnesses. And when we found out additional information, it seemed that all of the people who had developed the infections had consumed raw milk or unpasteurized milk during the preceding several days before they got sick.
The state is still working to identify the source of the raw milk. A farmer named Kevin Byers in Kasilof distributes raw milk to families around the state. He did not agree to a recorded interview and says he doesn't know if his milk is responsible for the outbreak. He says his customers drink his milk for the perceived health benefits. According to a recent article in the Peninsula Clarion newspaper, Byers has 150 customers as far away as Sitka, and his business is growing rapidly. Selling raw milk is illegal in Alaska, but you can consume raw milk from your own cow, so farmers have found a way to distribute it. State veterinarian Bob Gerlach explains.
There are these share programs where people purchase a share or lease an animal, and because they're technically then a partial owner of the animal, then they can go ahead and consume the raw milk.
A similar outbreak of Campylobacter bacteria was traced to a Mat-Su Valley farmer in 2011. There were 18 people with probable or confirmed illness in that outbreak. That operation has since gone out of business. Gerlach says the state tries to get information to people who own shares of cows about the dangers of drinking raw milk, but he says it's difficult to track how many farmers are distributing raw milk in Alaska.
In most cases, somebody who does drink raw milk or is part of a cow share operation generally isn't communicating a lot with us because it's their own private business and they'd like to go ahead and keep it that way.
People with Campylobacter illness usually have a miserable few days and then get better, but it can be life-threatening in people with compromised immune systems. And Dr. Yablon says there are other risks.
At a minimum, it's a nuisance and it makes you feel pretty bad. But the illness can also be more protracted. It can last a week or longer. The bacteria actually could get into your bloodstream, and that could cause major problems.
Yablon says in rare cases, it can also cause a type of arthritis or an inflammatory nerve disease. He says there is no scientific evidence that raw milk is any healthier than pasteurized milk.